Welcome to URL, a show all about internet and how it makes us who we are. I'm your host, Courtney Miller. Okay, I need your help. What does URL stand for?
That's first.
Right.
Like, you said right.
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 And you laughed.
Laugh.
All right, laugh.
All right, laugh. That sucks. It's, let's do it.
Sounds like a live, laugh, love sign for somebody having a brain aneurysm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and we love those here. Dude, thanks for coming on the show, Eddie.
Of course.
We're gonna yap. We're going to chat. And at the end, I'm going to decide whether or not you're allowed online.
This is a lot of pressure because that's how I live and make my money and work.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
I'm begging you already. Please, please decide that please I can stay decide. Online.
Me at the end. You're fired. Okay. We have had a morning.
Yeah. I mean, mostly... I feel like everything that has gone wrong has been, I haven't been able to help or has been on me in any way. So I feel bad for everybody else.
You bore witness to our morning. We showed up to our studio and the power was out until we were all about to literally leave this studio and go try and film this on the pit stage. And as we were walking out the door, our clock lit up and our power came on. And I'm so glad because... Because this is like such a fun set and I wanted you to experience the show as it's meant to be.
We were taking things from the set and putting them in a bag to make sure that...
like emotional support.
Yeah,
props.
I could tell how important it was to you because we were grabbing things just to have a little bit of the set be where we were going to film.
Yep. So I have some questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first thing you saw online today?
I saw something about the Epstein files about to come out. So let's have a real discussion.
That. My God, where do you think we're going to be months from now? Are we going to... You know what I just learned? About is that, you know, this whole like Bubba thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that that's the name of Ghislaine Maxwell's horse as well? So
the images that are being put in our brain these days.
Yeah, it's a lot to think about.
Yeah.
Hate them. Anyways.
Yeah, it's probably like the worst thing I could have seen online this morning.
I'm going to cast a mental prayer that things are better by the time this video gets out, which is very optimistic.
Yeah, we'll see that in the comments.
Yeah. You know what I really want to talk to you about? You and your brother make videos together a lot, talking about things that you guys watched growing up, video games you guys played growing up, so much nostalgia. I want to hear what your life was like as internet was coming into your life. Like, what was it like? Did you guys share a computer and what kind of bullshit were you guys up to?
Yeah, I think most of the bullshit that I was up to online when we first had our family computer was mostly what my sister was showing me because she's 5 years older than me.
Okay.
Honestly, I actually do think the first thing she showed me on YouTube was Smosh. I think like I was, I definitely say like around like maybe fourth grade, I watched Smosh a bunch. And that was something that I told Ian like years ago, but also I think it was something that like that and like, you know, Fred back in the day was a big
Fred
one.
Fred was huge.
I played Club Penguin a lot.
Yes, I saw that video. That was a good video.
Thank you. Yeah, I played RuneScape a bit, but I was too young and dumb. There's some friends I have that grew up playing RuneScape and you can really tell, I feel like, sharing those memories when somebody was like, they're 2 years older than you now, but it made a big difference back then.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be talking to somebody like Drew, who you had on the show, about Kingdom Hearts or RuneScape. And he's like, wait, what do you mean you never knew this about the game? And I'm like, I was in fourth grade and you were in sixth.
Yeah.
You might as well have been, you know, 40 to me.
Like, yeah, that's just so funny.
You had a more developed brain.
Truly. I feel like I was experiencing YouTube for the first time in sixth grade when I heard someone tell me to go look up the word shoes on YouTube.
Oh, for the song?
Yeah. There I was. And that was the very beginning for me. That's so cool. I guess this is the second time around because I guess a full circle moment would be that you did spend a day with Anthony.
Mm-hmm. It's weird. I think mostly, you know, I haven't been there. There's some stuff that you guys have invited me to that I am that I've been too anxious in the past to do.
Yeah.
Something like Try Not to Laugh. I'm like, I think it would make me panic too much. And so there was a time where I had to, it's weird because I've been friends with Ian for years and I would have to tell him like, it's not that I don't fuck with the show. It's that I don't think I'll make the show better. Like,
aww.
I don't, it's something, I think, you know, maybe now stuff like that, I feel a little bit more comfortable with, but before I was like, I'm going to ruin this.
The
pressure
thumbnail
is going
to
kill me.
Eddie ruined Try Not to Laugh.
We didn't even have to try not to laugh when Eddie came on. But yeah, like, it's weird. I feel like for most connections with people online, I have much more of an offline relationship with everybody. I don't do stuff a lot. It's rare to get me out of the house. And this is one of those times.
Well, I feel honored. So did you guys have like a house computer?
Yeah. Okay, there cool. was a, like the old like beige family computer for a while. Then it was a Dell laptop. I feel like for a time though, it was super monitored because for a time the family computer was in my parents' room.
Whoa.
And so it was very much like, this is a super supervised moment where you have to like be in their room in like the middle of the day. And like, I was playing a lot of CartoonNetwork.com, like DisneyChannel.com nice. Games. Did Nickelodeon have games on their site? I feel like I wasn't playing much of that.
I feel like every like kids channel developed a website for games. Barbie.com hated to see me coming. And MyScene.com? Anybody know that one? MyScene?
What was on MyScene?
MyScene was the like sub. So there was Barbie and then there was Bratz.
Right.
And then Barbie, to compete with Bratz, created MyScene so that they had like Barbies but different and they were like cooler and more like city girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved them.
If it was competing with Bratz, I don't know how to say this without being weird. Were they shaped differently? Because like Bratz have like a different like toy structure to them.
Totally.
I don't want to talk too much about that though because it just sounds creepy toy in every way. Toy
weird.
Structure is toys what we're going to say.
No, they
we're not
going
to use the word body at all.
They were the same. The only thing different was their hairstyles and their face painted.
Okay.
Like they had bigger lips like the Bratz dolls, but like not by much. But their wigs were amazing. I had this one Barbie that actually named a character that I've used in Smosh since then, Tessa. She was the Barbie that my sister had cut her hair. So her hair was like edgy and she had real lashes coming out of her face and she had bendy legs. And I was like, she's the cool hot one.
My sister had one of those, you know, there were those Barbie, like it was specifically for doing her hair where it was like that her shoulder up and it was like
the bust.
Yeah. And it was it called the bust?
Well, those are
the Barbie bust.
Those are called the Barbie bust.
Yeah. It was big. And when I was growing up, we had an unfinished basement in the suburbs of Chicago, which it was just like a cement cobweb creepy area to go down. And there were times where I'd go down there to get like something we had put in storage when I was a little kid. And there would just be this like head like floating in the dark. It used to scare the shit out of me.
Oh my gosh. I thought you were going to say like you kissed it. Nope, just me. Okay.
I want to ask more about that. Why did you think that was the story?
Maybe because I kissed one.
You kissed the bust? You kissed
I might
the
have kissed
bust?
The bust, I guess. What was your first like computer game?
I used to play a lot of the like point and click like Pajama Sam and like Freddy Fish and stuff like that. If you ever played those.
Never heard of those.
They're like 2D animated and I think they came for free in like a cereal box. Which is really cool. I would love those games so much. And I was always too dumb to beat them, but...
Too dumb to beat them?
Yeah.
Well, it's never too late.
I did go back and play Pajama Sam a few years ago when I was streaming, and that was a blast. I still had a lot of fun.
That's fun. Do you miss streaming at all? Do you ever think
nope.
about... Yeah.
It was, I think, a lot of fun, but I just... I don't know. It's too... I like the community aspect of it.
Yeah.
I don't like that much of a catalog of me existing.
So real.
Yeah. As I've gotten older, I just like more intentional stuff that I make being like what kind of represents who I am. I think because you get older, as like people on the internet, you get older and you change and you're like, okay, well now there's like versions of me that I don't even love anymore that is just like fully representative of me, which you can't really control, but.
Totally though.
Yeah. With streaming, it just made me really anxious all the time.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. It's like the more footage of you, the more potential of something going wrong or whatever. And don't worry, I did a deep dive on your YouTube channel. I've seen you look different.
Yeah.
I scrolled down.
Yeah, I scrolled down. It's so funny. Yeah. You got to the BM era before mustache.
Before mustache.
Yeah, yeah.
When will I be before mustache?
Well, it's currently right now, right?
Right now, but when will mustache?
When will you be AM?
AM. I don't think it'll ever happen. I have to just draw it on.
This episode of URL is brought to you by ZocDoc. Health issues don't follow a 9-to-5 schedule. We've all been there. It's 10 p.m. and you have a cough that won't go away. Or you're scrolling through socials at 2 a.m. and panic about your symptoms after watching a random video and don't know what to do. Or you work 9-to-5 and scheduling a doctor's appointment after hours feels impossible because you can't reach anyone. Go to ZocDoc anytime, 24/7, and find a doctor doctor that's right for you. ZocDoc is a free app and website that helps you find and book high-quality in-network doctors so you can find someone you love. Whether you're looking for dermatology, dentistry, primary care, eye care, or one of the other 200-plus specialties offered on ZocDoc, you can easily search by specialty or symptom to build the care team that's right for you. Appointments made through ZocDoc happen fast, typically within just 24 to 72 hours of booking. You can even score same-day appointments. I was just sick and I wanted to make sure I was better in time for the next shoot block, so I found the nearest urgent care with the best ratings to get an antibiotic as quick as possible, thanks to ZocDoc. Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/URL to find and instantly book a doctor you love today. That's ZocDoc.com/URL. ZocDoc.com/URL. Thanks, ZocDoc, for sponsoring this message.
Back to the show. As it stands now, are you a very online person?
More than I'd like to be, yeah. I think I made this thing more recently where I got rid of my phone for a month and I miss it so much. People will come up to me, I guess before I released the thing I worked on last, and be like, so did you get the phone back? And it's like, oh yeah, immediately after, because I'm still, you know, part of this world and have to, you know, keep it for my job and everything. But I'm much more online than I'd like to be with stuff that doesn't help me at all. Like, I feel like it's Instagram reels and stuff where I'm not as online as I was before, as in like participating in like communities or tweeting a lot or posting. But when it comes to rotting my brain, yeah, like most people, I'm doing that.
Yeah, you're doing that shit. Is there anything that you like to watch that you feel like enriches your mind?
Enriches my mind that I watch on the internet. But my first thought was just the word no.
I mean, oh, that's valid. That's valid.
I would say if I'm consuming anything that I consider to actually be like artistic expression, I do think that that is good for my brain. And I think there's a lot of people doing cool stuff online. And I feel like algorithms are made to only show you some of that and then really, you know, show you like mostly garbage. But yeah, I'll enjoy like listening to like This American Life or like even just any YouTube people coming to mind. Like, I think Defunct Land is incredible.
Yeah.
I think when people are making stuff kind of intentionally, I think it's really great. I'll have to think about more if there's anything that I'm enriching my mind with, but mostly no. Mostly it's no, all bad for
fair.
The brain.
There's a lot of creators that I watch, like, I love your content as inspiring enrichment, like when you talk about Shrek or when you go into...
You're inspired by Shrek.
Yes, who doesn't get inspired by Shrek? But then I like when the YouTubers take these things and then educate and critical think like the fuck out of it.
I mean, I think there can be, I feel like two ways to consume some stuff like that. I think sometimes when people... I don't want to tell anybody that the way that they're like interpreting something is wrong, and it's not yours. Yours is the good one. is that I think some people watch that type of content, and it's why I've been steering away from specifically just like pointing at something that was bad. Because some people watch it just to feel better about themselves in a way that is like, this person does something wrong, so I feel good about the things that I've done wrong because they're not this bad.
Right.
And that feels more like pitchforky to me. But then I do think there is like in where we're currently at, there's a lot of ways in this world that you can feel like everybody's losing their goddamn minds.
Yeah,
and even like with something like AI, I in the same way, like watching somebody like Drew talk about AI separately from us just being like friends. But you when you watch it, a video of him talking about it, you feel less crazy and you feel more connected to people who have a similar mindset of like, you know, some of this technology stuff seems like it's not great. And I feel like, there is a connection to it, I think, of feeling like represented in those kinds of like morals. And I think that's a good way to view it. But then I think some people are like, I'm a good person because I watch bad people get shit on online all the time. And I don't love that.
There's a lot of things online that we wish we could quit, right? Uh-huh. Is there anything that you're like, I can't quit this. I will not quit this.
There's not anything online that is something that other than just like rotting my brain on something like Reels where I'd be like looking to quit. Mm-hmm. There is like, I feel like a lot of positive experiences. I do love going on YouTube and watching people that I like to watch. I can't speak for all of the website, but I think my algorithm is one where I don't feel like I'm kind of rotting my brain when I'm on YouTube at least, but I'm also not looking at shorts, which has the potential to do that. I feel like.
For sure.
I would say one bit of, like online activity that I definitely wouldn't quit. I I fucking love Letterboxd so much.
Really?
I think it's, I know people have like kind of rolled their eyes at it. And first off, sometimes people are like upset when you're not as serious about Letterboxd and reviews. And I'm like, you know, you can use it as a tool. And then also there can be some funny stuff in
yeah.
there. We don't have to be so serious about it. I can take a movie that I love and make a joke about it, and it's not going to take away from it in any way. In some ways, I don't rate movies on Letterboxd for the most part, because I didn't like what that was doing to my brain of like finishing a movie and immediately thinking what I was going to represent myself of mm-hmm. how I would rate this movie. So I stopped doing it for the most part and just will like, if something's 5 stars, I'll usually give it that. But I love the kind of community, like the online community that has formed over celebrating movies and watching them. And I feel like it's made me kind of more locked into enjoying movies. And I love logging that stuff and being able to look back on like what day I watched something. Yeah, I wouldn't give up Letterboxd. I've been like kind of obsessed with it lately.
Speaking of having notes on movies,
mm-hmm.
I have a game for you that is called We Have Notes.
Okay.
And you are someone who's very good at making a title and thumbnail for your videos.
Am I?
I'd say so.
Okay.
All the way to the beginning. Before mustache, all your thumbs.
Before mustache, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we're gonna go through a bunch of videos with thumbnails and titles, and we're gonna see if we need to punch them up.
Are they real?
There's some real ones.
Okay.
And you're gonna be surprised at the results anyway, Meg.
Okay, we'll see.
Yeah. Okay, are you ready? First one.
Okay.
Your boy Eddie B does a divorce mukbang.
So I changed this like a bunch of times, but not for it to be successful. It was a video that like, this is a video at the time that actually changed the course of my whole career, because I decided that I didn't want to make like YouTube-y commentary anymore, like of pointing at somebody. It had
right.
I had been doing it professionally for like maybe like half a year, a little bit more. And I was mostly deciding that I didn't want to just like point at like somebody online who is doing something wrong,
mm-hmm.
like a direct person. And I went home and decided to just make something that was kind of like just purely comedy based. I would not recommend this video to anybody. It's like just me fucking around.
I love it though. Sometimes that's all you need at the end of the day.
If I remember correctly, because mukbangs were popular at the time. I think I changed this because I was like, oh, I would rather the title be funny because nobody's watching it. But I think the idea for the mukbang was what I ate when I found out my parents were getting divorced.
Oh my God.
Which I still do think is an all right concept. But
I love that you have the purple glow, and then on the purple text,
it's
you have
awful.
The blue glow.
This is a thumbnail from 7 years ago where I was not good at Photoshop.
It's very good. And your mustache, is that? A fake mustache on top of no mustache?
That's a fake mustache when I was growing my facial hair for the first time.
Aww.
And actually, I think whatever is under that mustache never got shaved like purely ever again. Like, I think I was starting to grow a beard and then I stuck with the mustache after this. So that little bit of stubble I had has never left my face, and whatever mustache I was growing at the time stuck.
So this was an important video for many reasons.
Yeah, I was looking at this thumbnail and I was like, this is kind of a look.
I feel like if you wanted a video like this to go to pop off now, honestly, the fact that it's like the foods I ate when I found out my parents got divorced is kind of a crazy title.
Yeah, I think, I don't even remember what the original title was. I remember looking at this one and going, people seem to like this one. It didn't do very well. So I, to be honest, I didn't even remember this was on my channel still and that I did that title. I think I just late at night was like, oh, whatever.
Your boy. No, I've done that late in the night, just kind of change it, just mm-hmm. getting a little weird with it. Okay, next one. Talking Boobs BTS.
This is from 10 years ago?
Yeah, this was a behind-the-scenes outtake video from our first Every Blank Ever, or one of the first, which was Every Game of Thrones Ever.
Talking Boobs BTS. It's got 1.1 million views.
Yeah.
So we know that there's over a million people that want to see the talking boobs.
Yeah.
Behind
like,
the
think,
scenes.
Yeah. Behind the scenes talking boobs, not the real on in the front of the scenes.
Yeah.
Well, this is what I asked before. Was it the boobs, or are they talking, or is this like a talking dead?
Ah. Are they sitting down on a couch and talking about boobs?
No.
No.
It's just outtakes of the because Game of Thrones was all about boobs, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And I guess that this thumbnail, well, you just know, Smosh loved the word censored.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen, I feel like most of the censored bar I've seen on YouTube in the history of like the sidebar suggestions has been from Smosh.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the
most.
But that's, you know, that's also further than 10 years ago as well.
It's just funny seeing like 10 years ago, this is what they thought was going to hit. talking boobs, all caps.
It does grab your attention. You know what I mean? Like, and also it's like the thumbnail does represent some kind of idea that the title's pitching. So that's good.
All right, next one. Oh, prom boob grab BTS. What about this one, Eddie?
Okay.
That's me, by the way.
I'm relieved that the boob grab seems to be coming from you.
Myself.
Yeah. And there's no way one thing I'll say for this thumbnail, there's no way you could get lost with what's happening. If your eyes start to drift to the left, there's an arrow bringing you right back.
Yeah, it's like, hey, boob grab right
prom
here.
Prom
boob grab BTS. It's a high school event.
Yes.
So that I didn't even clock when we were putting these together, because I helped with some of these, because these are the ones that sit in my mind rent-free. Yes.
You're like, this is, with 3 million views, there's a photo of prom boob grab.
Yeah. It's not even like a cute one. I don't even look cute as I'm grabbing my boob. As I'm playing a high school student.
Yeah, I feel like that shouldn't be the aim if you're playing a high school student.
Let's go to the next one. Christmas boob attack.
All right.
BTS. Smosh.
Huh, you really never want to see boob followed by attack. That's usually, that's not a
boob attack is crazy. And you want to know what? Guess what, Eddie? This isn't the original thumbnail. The original thumbnail was one cast member actually grabbing my boob.
And so is this just like a frame from the video?
I think so.
That's definitely 9 years ago for sure.
Yeah.
And I think my biggest issue is that it's all behind the scenes. Where's the main ones?
Yeah, where's the main boob grab?
You definitely don't want boob attack to be behind the scenes.
No, you don't. No, you don't. So that's the rule of threes. Those are the only three boob thumbnails. Okay. So.
I don't have notes on any of these.
And I understand. All right. Now we're back into it.
Now 1,000
blind people see for the first time Mr. Beast. It's him standing next to an older woman who's, I think that's CG tears added on.
Yes. So, you know, taking away all the, ethical things we could say about this, uh-huh. I think these thumbnails, unintentionally from Jimmy, are the funniest things I've ever seen. And there's a reason for when I did the Ghost Kitchen thing, his hand on people's shoulder is so scary. It's terrifying. And I think it's the funniest choice you could possibly make, especially the way he's smiling, because it feels like he's pushing somebody out into the public or like on the stage.
Oh, he's about to push him more into the street.
Yeah. Your eyes are fixed. Go. These videos are really something, huh?
I guess the title is kind of like lacking context of like 1,000 people see, blind people see for the first time.
Yeah, that's one person. We need to see the rest of the thousand.
Yeah, we need to see all of them in the thumbnail. But it's like I guess the fact that it looks like a medical setting in the thumb kind of makes sense of like, oh, okay, I guess an operation did this. Yeah. I did see this video.
I also like that the door open implies like it's just another person, almost like cattle, just being rushed out and right before leaving and being able to enjoy sight, seeing a tree in the sky for the first time. Jimmy's like, hold on.
Come on.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I am looking at 210 million views and I'm like, what notes could I give?
I feel like videos like this that are so like heavy on the truth and the documentary of what's actually happening, I would have rather just seen a still. Smosh has had a lot of different eras of thumbnails and like my favorites have always been, and the ones that really seem to pop off are the ones that it's like just an actual still from the footage.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is cartoonifying something very serious and something very real that people aspire for. And it's just like, I also just, something about rich, white, powerful men touching other people's shoulders is uncomfortable to me.
Yeah.
It's like, you think you're God kind of thing. I don't know. It just kind of looks like that. When you touch someone like that, you don't know her. You paid her. You don't get to touch her.
Especially, yeah, you think you're God in the way of also curing the blind.
It's a little like that. Yeah.
At least he didn't say like I cured or something. That's one thing that I don't watch a lot of his stuff because I feel like I'm banging my head against a wall.
Oh wow. God. Oh,
this one's so funny. That's so good.
This guy's making more money than ever. Did you know
that? Yeah, yeah. He's, I mean, he won't quit. Those brothers won't quit no matter what.
No. So sorry, period.
Was the apology good? No.
No.
Again, was the title and thumbnail good? This is hilarious.
It's so really
sorry,
funny.
Period.
Is he in a hotel room?
Capitalized like a title.
So sorry.
So it's not even like he's saying it to us. It's like a it's like a cover of a book or something. God, it's so funny.
I think as it stands as like an exhibit for like the museum of YouTube in the mm-hmm. future, like this is exactly what it needs to be.
Yeah. You also don't want to have an apology video like this feel like the thumbnail was worked on at all.
No, it was under 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Under 2 minutes. I'm sorry, but his hair.
His hair looks like if he jumped off of a building, he'd like float down like Mary Poppins.
Yeah. Dude, remember when, like, I feel like boys were trying to have that hair when I was in middle school.
I was trying to have that hair. Was it, well, not that. Not
in
that
middle
hair.
School?
Yeah.
Over like, 7 years ago.
Like, around, right. like, the Bieber era? Yeah. That yeah. was, but maybe not this. You didn't want it to, like, I feel like, look like an umbrella. One of my favorite things that has ever happened with, like, movie criticism online is when Logan didn't understand the movie Nope, even though it's pretty much, like, not about him directly, but about, like, the obsession of spectacle, and there's a character
oh my
that
God,
is
yeah.
directly kind of a Logan Paul type, and he's like, I didn't fucking get it. I think actually it wasn't that good. And it was, it's just so funny to see somebody kind of probably watch a movie and feel deeply uncomfortable that it's going against their worldview, but not understand that, like, you're making truly. Fun of you, man.
Like, truly, it's like the movie, like, American Psycho.
Mm-hmm.
How it's like people idolize the character and don't yep. understand what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I finally saw that movie for the first time in the last couple years.
And you're like, why would somebody think he's awesome?
Yeah, it's like, oh, this man is desperate to be witnessed. Mm-hmm. And, like, even to the point where he's trying to outwardly say what he did, people are not believing him and not seeing him for mm-hmm. what. So interesting. Oh, the Rizbot. Random people on the street before roasting Jimmy.
This is an actual title from, this is a long ass title for the Tonight Show.
That is very long.
Jimmy Tonight Showbotics. Wait, hold on. The colon's really f***ing me up. Is the whole thing before the colon a series
name? I think the Tonight Showbotics is the series name. I mean, is the series name? Hello? I'm cooked.
So wouldn't they put that, yeah, shouldn't they be putting that first or... Rizbot roasts and flirts with random people on the street before, you know, you see stuff like this. The other day I was driving while it was raining and I looked in my rear view and I saw Waymo right behind me. And I was just like, man, we have found ourselves in a place that I did not grow up in.
No, we are in
a new time. We are in a time where Rizbot roasts and flirts with random people on the street before roasting Jimmy.
Before roasting Jimmy, of course.
Yeah. I'd like to see Rizbot roast Jimmy. I will say that, but no.
What the hell is that? What was that?
Is this real?
Mike, you can't.
No!
I might not ever play Minecraft again.
No! Oh my God.
10 days ago, 2.5 million views.
Tell me it's fake. Tell me it's Photoshopped. Tell
no,
me.
That's as real as it gets, dude.
What is it? What's in his, what is the x-ray?
A pin? Maybe he broke his wrist?
Oh my God. This is the saddest news I've ever seen. Also, the cast is green, so I would like to see some edits there.
Yeah, but... green the cast. Oh my goodness. So he's showing his face again?
I guess so.
Maybe it felt weird to have the mask on and then his hand with the cast, so he had to be real.
This is the saddest news I've seen all month.
And what do you think he was doing when he broke it?
Just gooning so hard.
Probably, honestly.
Or fell rollerblading.
You know what's crazy is I think a world where Dream can't play Minecraft ever again is basically the exact same. I don't think anything changed. Everything's the same today as it was yesterday.
The cast was so small.
Yeah, and ever again. He has a wrist injury that takes him out from using a mouse.
Never again.
Never again. I just couldn't do it.
But a lot of those do look like AI.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. And speaking of AI,
mm-hmm.
at the time of recording this, your ChatGPT video has been out for a couple weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this video is going to be very, very important to the history of ChatGPT and how AI affects people online and off. And I just like, how do you feel about the reaction right now?
I'm glad that it resonated with people as like The intention of the video specifically was like a lot more serious things than what I did have happened with like AI psychosis. Like some people have died.
Right.
And of course was not trying to make light of that in any way. But the intention of it was like, I was going to make a video first where I was going to basically explain how bad I thought it was, but then realized that like with a lot of people who potentially were experiencing not even like full blown AI psychosis, but maybe just like they use their like ChatGPT as a therapist or something, that a lot of people have a connection with it that they would trust more than just like somebody kind of like wagging their finger at them on YouTube.
Right.
And so the intention of it was to show how unbelievably ridiculous it could be in gassing me up, and then also make it feel like kind of, it's ridiculous and it's funny, but then you kind of, I would hope, a pit in your stomach the whole time going like, oh my God. And that seemed to resonate with people. I was glad to see that it wasn't just people who felt the same way as me of thinking that it sucked already.
Right.
But some people actually like saying that it made them rethink the way they use AI, which is good. Which, you know, the main point of it still wasn't to like enact change, but was at least to have it resonate in a way that would maybe open some people's eyes on how affirming they are.
I feel like ChatGPT, some people kind of, they see generative AI and all these other versions of AI that we hate and is total slop. And I feel like ChatGPT people are like, well, but that one's fine. That's okay. Yes. And it's so not.
Or there will be the argument of like, you're using it wrong. I'm using it in the smart way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, okay, but even if you're somebody that thinks you're too smart to let this happen to you, then you think you're smarter than other people that are vulnerable to having it happen to them. So it's like either way, there's something that should probably change.
Yeah.
When I was doing research before, I went on, I forgot which website it is, where they have like a bunch of like online creator AI versions that you can talk to. And I recorded talking to one of myself, and it actually made me like it really angry because of how affirming they are. There was a point where I told it like, or I asked it questions about myself, and it just confidently like made shit up. But with, you could click it and I heard my voice saying incorrect facts about myself. And then I confronted it and was like, you're actually talking to the real guy. And it was like, oh, sorry, my bad. And then like, I had, again, it's not thinking, it's like role playing.
Right.
Then it was like telling me how unethical it thought it was. But again, it wasn't thinking. So I was just like, this is just so gross and stupid. I feel like I am talking to like this, like disgusting, like amalgamation of data wearing like a skin mask of my face talking to me. It felt horrible.
Oh my God. Wow. Well, I think that video, like I think it's going to be a very important part. Like, I think it was a really cool, almost like journalism. And then I just have one question about part of it is The Rock. It looked like a penis, right?
Yeah, that's when I showed it to my friend Jordan before the video came out. The first shot he saw of it, he went, I mean, come on.
It's a giant penis rock next to a house.
It doesn't look like it as much when you're in front of it, but the wide shot of it is, I mean, yeah, it is. I could not have asked for a better gift of a structure for that to just be there and have it happen. It was, and that was one where I wasn't even like, really guiding it. It kind of went off on its own. The rock is really what, the penis rock is really what it like set it off, which is crazy.
Yeah. ChatGPT got very excited about that rock. Mm-hmm. And then the ritual that it had you do was insane. Like I just don't believe AI. Like there's so much talk of it. Like it's inevitable. It's just going to be in everything. I think that there's going to be a mess, and I think there's going to be like a big swing back in the other direction. Mm-hmm. I think videos like yours are important to that. In history. Okay, now it's time for the real shit.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we look at your screen time? What apps are you using the most?
Ooh, I mean, yeah, I'm going to feel very insecure about this. Can I look first and then tell you if I can show you? Currently, my daily average is 4 hours and 19 minutes.
On your phone?
Yes.
And what's the app that you're on the most?
Instagram.
Okay.
It would have been in the past probably like TikTok or YouTube, but I feel like just the last like week, it's been more reels rotting my brain.
Reels rotting your brain. Okay. All right. What was the first video that ever stuck with you? I know you mentioned Smosh was one of the earliest, but do you have a specific video in your head?
Do you remember that video, The Ultimate Showdown?
I think so.
It was just like a song and an animated thing about like a bunch of pop culture characters fighting. It was just like a big, I don't know, really, really stuck in my brain when I was a little kid.
I don't even remember. I feel like that sounds familiar, but that's like one of those titles where it's like that could have been anything.
It was just like a song about characters from movies fighting each other.
Is Chuck Norris in it?
Yeah, he is.
I mean, how can you not? That era was all about Chuck Norris. Mm. Okay, what about your most recent video that stuck with you?
What's coming to mind right now is I'll shout out my friend Jakey's video. It's been a while since he uploaded it, but he made... I'm not a fan of Counter-Strike. I've never really played it at all. But Jakey made a video on his like his experience with kind of not getting addicted to Counter-Strike, but trying to go like GoPro in it. And specifically, there's a moment in it that I really love where he talked about how playing online competitive games, he caught himself getting like a little toxic to somebody. Toxic more so in the sense that he was just like a little mean to somebody who wasn't like as good at the game and holding up their weight on the team, and makes a focus of the video like catching himself there and realizing like if it's good or not. And I think it was a really... thoughtful way to make a video like that. And I think it's really good. But it's been a while. There's definitely videos more recently, but I am blanking.
But that's
right
that's a relatively recent one. That's great. I love videos like that. Catch yourself more often being toxic. What's your most used emojis?
I use laughing emojis passive aggressively with my brother all the time. We both like it's like one of us will say like, "Hey, you free for a call?" And the other person will say like, "Oh, sure, in 5 minutes." And then if we are 6 minutes late, the other person will be like, "Wow," with like a bunch of the laughing emojis or something. We are jokingly passive aggressive with each other all the time. I do like the sunglasses emoji for when you're saying you're like on the way or something.
Okay.
I have a sticker emoji that I love using that is just a PNG of a hand pointing a gun directly at the... And so, like, if somebody doesn't give me, like, their address to hang out, I'll be like, "And what's the address?" Just a big, yeah. Those are, like, the most used ones, yeah.
Do you have caps lock on and stuff when you're on texting?
Yeah, I do.
Or caps lock, like, the auto caps, like, how, like... You know, some people have it like they are always typing in lowercase.
Yeah. This is my poser reveal moment is sometimes I intentionally do the lowercase for like a specific joke or text, but I you know, type like a regular person most of the time.
Sounds like an expert in marketing. Okay, next question. What's something you've seen your friends do online that you could never do yourself?
This is not an indictment of it at all. It's just I don't dance or sing at all. It's like I wish I could get loose in that way, but it's just
get
like
loose.
There's like a mental block where I like can't really enjoy myself doing it. And I don't know what it is. I'm not afraid of looking dumb, clearly, from my ChatGPT video. That's not a worry of mine. Mm-hmm. I think that's one thing that like I probably wouldn't be doing. And then also, honestly, even more recently, I really struggle to even post any type of video just talking to my phone. I just like...
Like talking to the camera on your phone.
Yeah, it's become more like uncomfortable for me lately. And I even see like TikToks that I posted maybe in like 2022. And I'm like, how was I doing that? If I guess don't do it much anymore.
Oh, I get that.
I wish I could, but I don't know.
Mm. Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something. But this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Despiértate, que el $4 breakfast meal deal ha llegado a McDonald's. Incluye un sausage McMuffin o sausage biscuit, hash brown y un café caliente. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu meal deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Do you want to or do you feel like you have to?
I guess I've been fortunate enough with my YouTube stuff that I get to work on these big projects and then like that's really what I have to do for work. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe I used to do those because I felt like I had to. But there's a degree of like catching myself in if I was recording a TikTok or something in like you realize you're just kind of that it's a performance and you're performing to try to be casual.
Yeah.
The one thing that gets me all the time is people... who are pretending to casually eat during a TikTok or something like
that. Yeah, yeah.
It is so intentional. And it's so, it's fascinating to me because it's like, that is a full-blown performance. Even if you're eating popcorn, like you're opening, you're grabbing like a bowl and then clicking record and then be like, okay, and then I'm going to start eating. I'm going to talk with food in my mouth.
Yeah.
And
I've seen someone with a mug that had water in it do a TikTok and it's like, wait, did you like, are you... Also, I'm like, okay, at this point, I'm like, is it rage bait that you put water in your mug? Like, you never know anymore. Do you want to sing?
No, I don't think so. I think, I mean, I'll sing in the car by myself and I'll enjoy it, but I don't want to hear my own voice.
You don't want to hear it?
I like, you know, singing with a song, but I just, I wish I could, I'll go to karaoke with friends and I'll be like, it's not me. I don't know what it is.
You don't like karaoke?
I like karaoke if I get to hang out with everyone and have fun. But the problem is if you tell people before karaoke, like, hey, by the way, like, if it's cool, I just want to hang out and not sing. They will.
They'll be like, no, you got to sing.
And I'll say that, all of that, and it'll still happen.
Oh,
and so
no.
Lately I'm like, we're going to be careful on who we karaoke with.
Oh, my God. What's the song that they make you sing? Like Creed?
No, I mean, that'd be, I guess, more like fun to do. Like, but there's usually not like a make me sing song. It's like, I still have to pick, which I'm like, I didn't have anything prepared. I wish I could have fun in that way more, but it is just not part of my brain chemistry or something. I don't know. I don't know if it was nature or nurture, but it's not happening.
It's just not there. I love it. I'm like, do you want to try and do the Wicked sound?
Huh?
The Wicked. Do you want to try and sing?
So, do you remember what I just said about the karaoke?
I know. I'm
See,
sorry.
That's a quality that I really do like in everyone, where they're like, I want to break him out of his shell. But it's like, I promise you, like,
I promise you,
this will be a bad experience for me.
That is fine. Okay. All right. Get that phone back up.
Okay.
Most recent Google search.
Most recent Google search. We'll see if I share this. it was actually this morning. I wanted to make sure I was the jacket that I got.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see, I didn't have the shirt that I wanted to wear under this wasn't clean. So I wanted to see if anybody had worn this in a similar fit to what I was wearing. So I just searched a French chore jacket. That's not fun though. Let me see what
French
else is there.
French chore jacket. Shane wants a chore jacket. Tour jackets are awesome.
The other one was, I mentioned off camera that I'm having some friends come over for a Fantastic Mr. Fox night where we're making themed foods. So I searched Bogus Bunsen Bean food. cider and chickens and apples is the answer.
And you should get Pinterest, it sounds like.
Yeah, did Pinterest, they went against the AI stuff, right? I heard Pinterest
so now
is
there's
a minute.
Yeah, and there's a feature now where you can toggle off and make sure you're not getting any accounts or creative stuff that has generative AI.
I have a Pinterest account. I should use it more.
It's really fun, especially for fashion. If I'm like waking up and I'm like, I don't fucking know what to wear today, I'll just start scrolling and get inspired and whatever. How many unread texts or DMs do you have right now?
Uh-oh. I'm going to seem like a fucking psychopath right
now. Uh-oh.
Okay. I'm not great when it comes to texting, and I'm also annoyed with myself hearing that. I understand. A lot of texts that I don't open, a lot of these numbers are like verification codes that I looked at. I would say 95% of these are not sitting texts. These are group chats where we're planning like where to get food and I saw the notification and I didn't open it. And so when I say, what I'm confused about is that before I click on messages, it does say 597. But when I click on messages, it says 227. So I don't know what it's filtering out there. And then if I were to say that my Gmail is 16,000, how does that feel to you? Mostly the stuff that is like something getting delivered.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't open it. And it's like once you lose track of those, what am I going to do? I'm going to make it 596? I'm going to open something for 596?
I bet you the 5-something versus 2-something is because of how many messages. And then like the 2-something is probably like, one person said like 5 things.
Yeah. I think also some of those are like reactions in group chats or something. Mm-hmm. And I will say that number, I'm much better, I think, in the last like year and a half of making sure that I get back to people on time and not like, I'm still not great, especially if I'm like kind of I get overwhelmed really easily with like the stuff that I have to do. But still, it's not a great number. I would like it for it to be 0.
That's so funny, leaving the verification numbers and stuff unread.
Well, what I like to do is I like to look at it and as like a memory exercise, like look at the notification briefly and then flip my phone and then just try to put it in without reading it directly. But that also makes it so I don't open it ever. So.
Wow, a little test as a treat, huh?
Yeah, a little memory test as a treat.
Wow. Okay, I got my eye on you. What's your most recent bookmark?
Let me see. Actually, I know what it is before I open it. It's the Timothy Chalamet Zoom.
The Timothy Chalamet Zoom?
Marty Supreme Christmas Day, Timothy Chalamet Zoom. It is so funny. It's going to be, you know, months old now. But yeah. That full 18 minutes is worth the watch. That was like a really incredible comedic performance from him. It is great.
I need to see it. And it's so funny. So the power was out this morning. And then when it came on, I looked out the window and I saw the blimp.
The Marty Supreme blimp. Marty Supreme Christmas Day. I'm doing press for him.
What about this one? What's the last rabbit hole you went down?
I feel like I usually don't go. I need to be a more curious person with mm-hmm. that. I think most of the time I do that is when I'm doing research with my brother Tony.
Mm-hmm.
And currently, right now, we are. It'll be probably out by now, but making a video about how there's not holiday like Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas games like there are like movies mm-hmm. or TV shows. And so we've been getting lost in like the history of some holidays and originally being like pagan traditions. And then, I'm actually like later today and tomorrow really diving in a lot more, but it's really interesting, especially like a lot of the stuff, you know, you'll get to like trick or treating and people are like, I don't know. There's not really like, we don't know exactly why that started. And I'm sure somebody does in the comments, but there's theories and different, but like when I'm looking it up, it's like, yeah, I don't know. We just started showing up and
people just started showing up and I gave them candy, I guess.
Yeah. There's some older traditions that will get like tied to it, but not like a direct, like we started doing it this day.
That's really cool. I love that you have a scheduled rabbit hole to go down later today. I also, speaking of Halloween and speaking of games, mm-hmm. the Shrek video, you guys forgot my favorite Shrek game.
We were doing them on the movie game specifically, so yeah. Some of the spinoffs we didn't talk about, but which one was it?
It was the Game Boy Advance Shrek game, the Shrek 2 game.
Okay.
On Game Boy Advance, where you could switch characters.
Mm.
And it was kind of a side scroll. Whenever you switch between Shrek and Donkey, they had a thing that they would say.
Uh-huh.
And so it'd go, okay, oh yeah.
Just back okay. and just the same.
Oh, yeah. And that was every time you switched, that's how you knew which character you were on. And there was these pumpkins and you could play Puss in Boots and he's a pumpkin or he's killing pumpkins. It was a very good game and I was sad that you didn't put it in.
I'm sorry. That's the thing is whenever we do those like big, like a bunch of games, we always are going to forget somebody's like favorite game. And I think the last video we made before that we said like if we forgot your favorite thing, just know that it was intentional and we meant to do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I think that's very funny. Okay, since you're on Instagram mm-hmm. most, who was the last person you followed?
It was Ashley Padilla from SNL. She's one of the newer cast members. She is so fucking funny. I think she's going to be a breakout star. Already kind of is. Yeah, I don't know. I think she's hilarious. Her haircut sketch from this last week was really funny. She just has an incredible way of delivering lines that I get so excited when I see a new SNL cast member that seems like they're going to kind of pop off.
You're definitely one who appreciates the craft, Eddie. Mm-hmm. Okay, can we see the last selfie you took?
I don't take selfies.
Really?
Yeah, I think.
Not even ironic ones to your brother?
I think last selfie I took was probably just like a fit check before like a party or something
nice.
Like that. But I think it was like maybe like 2 months ago.
2 months ago. Wow. Couldn't be me. Couldn't be me. What's your bedtime phone routine?
I'm better with it now. I have, instead of a corded charger, I have one of the like the magnet ones you set it on. And I have that on my nightstand just out of reach of my bed. So now when I want to go to sleep, I will set it down there and let it charge where I can't reach it. Also, if I can't sleep, for some reason I found that I have an easier time going to sleep when I'm listening to music a little bit. And then I'll kind of catch myself at one point where I'm like, okay, I got to turn this off. But I'm so like deep in it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the time that's like, I'm listening to like Men I Trust or Big Thief, really love them. And I just, they don't put me to sleep, but it makes me feel comforted. And that's where I start to drift off.
Okay. That sounds pretty responsible. All right. I think I've figured it out.
Please, 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 please.
Eddie, I've had a few guests in these past few episodes that I've had to tell them they are not allowed online.
Really?
Because, yeah, they are irresponsible with their habits, mm-hmm. with what they be looking up and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, Eddie, I think it is important that you continue to stay online.
Let's go. Oh, my God. I get to keep making money. That's great.
Thank God you still have a
Thank
job.
Thank God. Before YouTube worked, I had no future prospects in any way, so this is my only thing. I have a general degree from a community college, and after I got that, I had no plan of any job after.
Okay. Well, lucky for you, girl boss Courtney has declared your job extended. I also think that more YouTubers should learn from you and the responsibility you feel to your audience, because we have so many creators, like some of the ones we saw in the game earlier today, that I don't feel like they view their audience as something that they need to be responsible for when they should.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you have great empathy and you show that to your audience all the time.
Thank you. And also,
you think, I feel like you have a relatable, healthy, like, relationship with how you consume the internet, too.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's the bits that, like, the kind of brain rot bits of it, I feel like we're all suffering from. And so it's like, mm-hmm. at least be honest. And also, I think I appreciate you saying that with the audience. Like, I think one thing is that, like, I don't really now, because of what I post, don't really have like a fostered kind of community, which there's a nice kind of, like, there is one, but there's a more of a relationship now when I'm not streaming, and it's like I will kind of give these pieces that people will take in like every once in a while. Is it feels like there's more of a conversation of like, hey, I'm not going to waste your time if you want to watch this thing, but there's, I feel like, much less of like a kind of parasocial connection, which does take the pressure off, which,
yeah.
So I feel like I shouldn't get as much credit for being like responsible, where I'm like, I'm not around that much. So like it's,
but I think there's some balance. There's a balance. Mm-hmm. There's a balance. Eddie, thank you so much for hanging out with me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I can't believe we experienced a power outage together. Mm-hmm. We're like brothers.
Yeah.
Now,
brothers for life.
Like, brothers for life.
And let's do that handshake we practiced before.
Yes.
That's a whole handshake. We barely connected. And that was a whole handshake. We rehearsed.
And the sounds of the mics hitting our necks is part of it. Eddie, is there anything you're up to that you want the world to check out?
I guess at this point, either just my channel with my brother, Burback, or my solo channel, which is Eddie Burback. I'm very creative with my channel names. Yeah, just either of those is usually what we're putting out and what I'm working on.
Hell yeah, and I love it all. I eat it up every second. So should you. Guys, I love you so much. Hope you have an amazing day, and I hope you leave the internet feeling better than when you opened it. And same to you, Eddie. And good luck on that rabbit hole later.
Thank you.
All right. See you guys in the next one.